Good morning, this is Tim Wright with the Utah Climate Center at Utah State University. A cold start for some, like for us here in the Cache Valley. That said, a warming trend is coming statewide. Then another storm system will move into the state by mid-next week. For today, mostly sunny. Highs today will vary a bit. In the snow-covered Cache Valley, with such a cold start and all the snow on the ground helping maintain the inversion, we may struggle to get out of the 20s once again today. Elsewhere, highs will range from 35 to 45 across northern and central Utah, with the coldest being the other snow-covered areas. Down south, highs today 44 to 52. For tonight, mostly clear, except for patchy valley bottom fog, especially in the Cache Valley and other snow-covered valley locations. Those will be cold in those areas as well, 0 to 15, with the coldest being the Cache Valley. Other areas will have overnight lows, generally 12 to 25, and mainly 20s for lows in the far south. On Sunday, a sunny day and warmer statewide, at about 5 degrees to Saturday's highs. We may still be struggling to warm up in the Cache Valley due to the snow and the lingering inversion. This inversion will also help trap pollutants and result in declining air quality, especially around Logan. Sunday night and Monday, much the same statewide, except a few degrees warmer under mostly sunny skies. Tuesday, the next storm system will approach with increasing clouds. With this being a warmer storm system, expect valley rain and mountain snow. Impacts will mainly be for northern Utah, while the south remains dry. Beyond, clearing and a slight warming trend for late next week. Once again, this is Tim Wright with the Utah Climate Center, and have a great weekend.